Now, last week we received a very moving email from a desperate mum. We're calling her Jane to protect her identity. And rather than me reading it to you, let's hear the words she wrote to me from her own mouth. Have a listen to this.
Dear Stephen Nolan, I am contacting you out of sheer desperation. My 18-year-old son is a drug addict. He has been taking drugs for the past 6 years. He was just a 12-year-old wee boy who gave in to peer pressure. I have had to sit by helplessly and watch my beautiful, intelligent, witty son destroy himself and his life. He was a great boy that everyone loved and still is, but he is just so lost right now. I left six months ago because I couldn't handle the constant bullying for money and stealing everything we had. I had to take my 7-year-old son out of the situation because he was living in the middle of a nightmare. I basically left my son to sink or swim because as long as I was with him, I was enabling him to take drugs with the money that he would bully out of me. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. I see him every week. It is so heartbreaking. He is so thin and restless. He lives on his own now, and any efforts to make it a cosy home for him were wasted, as it has now become a drug den. He called me 2 weeks ago feeling suicidal. He said he wanted to stop taking drugs and wanted to get out of this horrible life that he was living in. But he didn't know how to begin, and so was contemplating taking his own life instead. He is so desperate and anxious, an absolute mess, not eating, not sleeping. This is what I have been longing for to hear for 6 years, that he wanted help. I brought him to the GP on a number of occasions. They prescribed him tablets to help him relax and help him sleep, but told us there was nowhere for him to go, no rehab clinics for him. I took it upon myself to try to get him help. For my son to ask for help is a big thing. For him to be told there is none is like a slap in the face. It's going to be too late. He needs rehab now. I'm waiting on a phone call to say that he has killed himself. There's bound to be somewhere that can help him. Somewhere that can take him in, help him get better, and give him a chance at living a normal life. He is crying out for help for the first time to be told that there is none. Why is it people with life-threatening illnesses get all the help they need, but when it comes to a drug addict who is slowly destroying himself and at the point of suicide, everyone turns their back? Drug addiction is a serious illness. Please, please help us, Stephen. I don't know where else to turn. A desperate mom, Jane.
Oh my goodness. There's an example of a letter we get into the programme, and obviously we have tried to respond to this responsibly.